Hey everyone, and welcome to the podcast. This is Jeffrey, and today we're going to talk about the fear of heights. Why are people afraid of heights? You know, if you look on Wikipedia or in Webster's Dictionary, it's called acrophobia, and this is an extreme or irrational fear of heights, especially when one's really not particularly that high up, and it belongs to a category of specific phobias called space and motion discomfort. And they share similar causes and options for treatment. So that's acrophobia, a fear of heights. So when I was about 6 years old, I remember staying with my great uncle Victor and my great grandmother while my brother and sister were at school. And we lived in the country. Our house was just across the road from there, so I almost always stayed there with them. And on this specific day, my uncle Victor had gotten out the ladder and was on top of the house fixing something. I'm not really sure what it was, but he was just up on the roof fixing things. That's just what he did. And I always wanted to be just like him growing up. And being the curious kid that I was, I saw this big tall ladder that went up to the roof. And I decided just all of a sudden out of nowhere that I wanted to help. So I ran over to the ladder, and without any hesitation, I climbed right up the steps and jumped onto the roof. No thought at all about, you know, it being dangerous or anything like that. And then, all of a sudden, I looked back and realized how high I was. And for a few quick seconds, I was totally horrified. I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get down from here? I'm going to fall. You know, just total fear. And then, out of nowhere, I felt this strong guiding hand holding me and guiding me back to the ladder. Of course, this was my Uncle Victor, and he got on the ladder first, and then he helped me on the ladder, and I was between him and the ladder, and we kind of went down slowly, and in just a few seconds, we were back on the ground. Now, when we got on the ground, you would think that he might have said something like, you know, some of those things that adults say that can kind of have a negative impact on children. You know, things like, what were you thinking? Why'd you do that? You can't do that. You could have gotten hurt, or don't ever do that again. But Uncle Victor wasn't like that. He never said a word. When we got back to the ground, he didn't say anything. He just went on with his business, you know, took the ladder down, put it up, he was finished, and he didn't say a word. See, I think he realized, just probably from my expression, that I knew how foolish my decision had been, and he didn't need to address it anymore. So, you know, fast forward, you know, over the next 10 or 15 years, every time there was a ladder to climb, a roof to be mended, a barn that we were building, Victor would hold on to the ladder and let me climb up. And the older I got, the higher the ladder went. You know, extension ladder would go really high, and so much so that I would almost run up the ladder sometimes and just up to the tip top of a barn or something with no fear at all. The real key is that I knew he had me. If he was holding the ladder, I had nothing to fear, nothing to worry about. And I didn't think twice about going a few extra steps or stretching a little bit to reach something. You see, if a person wants to accomplish something incredible, something to take them to new heights, they're going to need someone to help. They're going to need someone to hold the ladder so that they can stretch out and reach for that next level of success. And for many of us, when we were young, we were willing to listen, take advice, and seek help from others to learn so that we can do more. But as we get older, a gap starts to form and we start to become stagnant. We don't stretch anymore. We don't seek help. We just sort of become content with where we are. And when we're content, we're not staying level. We're really going backwards. To reach a higher level, we have to think differently. A few years ago, I was talking with a friend about being involved in a group of coaches and having a mentor to help me in my personal and professional growth journey. And they asked, why do you need a coach or a mentor? And when this happened, I was doing really well. You know, to everyone looking from the outside, it looked like I was doing well. I had a great family, great job, and everything seemed to be on track. But I realized that I wanted to do more. I wanted to do something that was bigger than me. I wanted to do something that would give me a chance to impact far more people. I guess you could say that I wanted to make a difference. And I had no idea how to do this. I needed someone to coach and guide me. I needed someone to hold the ladder. So when I tell this story, I have two questions that I like to ask. Two simple questions. Number one, who in your life has held the ladder for you, or maybe is holding the ladder for you today? Who's held the ladder for you? Who's holding it now? When you think of this person, I encourage you to take a little time to call them and thank them for holding the ladder. Let them know how much it means to you or how much it meant to you for them to help you and to have such a big impact on your life. The next question, which I think is even more important for us as we all grow into better leaders, number two, is who are you holding the ladder for? Who are you holding the ladder for? Who are you helping? Who are you coaching? Who are you helping to find their way? Who are you providing guidance and giving a good example to? Who are you holding the ladder for? So if you have a fear of heights, as in acrophobia, or maybe a fear of climbing to the next level in something else, personally or professionally, take time to see who can help hold the ladder. And make sure, at the same time, you're returning the favor and holding the ladder for someone else. Thank you guys so much. I love you all, and I'll talk to you again later.